to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Wednesday, folks, the 12th of December, 2007. And on today's program, I've got a gentleman that we're going to be talking to, Ramey Nagel. And of all things, folks, we're going to be talking about milk. Now, this is one of my subjects I've always been real touchy about, because I've always been a milk drinker, okay? But the stuff that is on your grocery shelves today, I would even hasten to call it milk. It's more like an opaque white fluid. It's the great pasteurized stuff. And what's really amazing, it's Sam's Club. And I forget the name of the milk. It was Heartland or something like that. And ultra pasteurized. Now get this, ultra pasteurized. I looked when I bought a half a gallon of this stuff. I looked at it when I got home, and its expiration date was a long way away. And I started thinking about this, and I left it set in the refrigerator unopened for 2 months. I opened it after 2 months, and it still was not spoiled. I don't think that's the kind of milk I want to be drinking. So we're going to be talking to Ramey here in just a couple of minutes. Schwarzenegger is doing some funny stuff out in California, and we'll be talking to Ramey about that. Also, some program notes here for you folks that listened to the December 6th show, and I had a substitute host. I apologize about that, especially to you, Mr. Miller, and Southern California. Steps are being taken to correct it. Something else, Ron Paul, we're going to be scheduling Ron Paul out here real soon, and I'm going to do a lengthy interview with Mr. Paul. And also next Wednesday, I've got Pat Buchanan coming up. Pat has a brand new book out, and he's starting to talk like we talk, folks. He's identifying the problems out there and the agendas and everything else. So we will be having him on the program Wednesday the 12th, Pat Buchanan. All right. Going to go to jump the break here in just a couple of seconds. We'll be back on the other side. You think more milk is a boring subject? It ain't in my book. Have you ever tried to eat your cornflakes with water on it? It does not taste the same. At any rate, we'll take the break, come back on the other side with my guest this afternoon. And Arnie, I'll be back. Arnie out in California is trying to do some weird stuff. And, folks, this is one of the few states that you can actually buy raw milk, unpasteurized, right off your grocery shelf. Well, not anymore. All right? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Rami Nagel is a father who cares about the way we affect each other, our children, and our planet through our lifestyle choices. He has just published a book titled Cure Tooth Decay, Heal and Prevent Cavities with Nutrition. It's available for purchase on Amazon.com and CureToothDecay.com. And his health background is a hands-on energy healing, and I'm sure he's going to give us some websites. Yeah, folks, we're told that tooth decay can be prevented by, oh, that's right, fluoride. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Nagel, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, not a problem. This is one of my things. This is all, everybody's got their own pet peeve. Mine has been the dairy industry, and I started to notice something several years ago, and I have since stopped drinking milk that's been hormone injected, or at least the cows have been. Any beefs, dairy products, chicken, pork, I don't care what it is. If they're using hormones in there or antibiotics more specifically, I don't eat it or drink it. But the problem is that with organic milk, you know, it's all fine and dandy. It might be hormone free. They might go out and sing lullabies to the cows, but then they do this little process to it that well, just about kills anything of nutritional value in it. They pasteurize it. And as you might have heard me before I brought you on, I mean, Sam's Club is selling this stuff, and I think it's called Heartland, but it's ultra-pasteurized, and I'm not joking. It stayed good in my refrigerator for 2 months. And ultra-pasteurization, whether you're ultra-in or just pasteurizing it or whatever, it kills most of the nutritional stuff in milk to begin with, does it not?
Yeah, what pasteurization is when they heat the milk up to about 155 degrees for at least 15 seconds. And raw milk fresh out of the cow comes with enzymes that help the body absorb nutrients from the milk. So when you heat it, it kills all those enzymes and it makes it indigestible. It also destroys vitamin B12 and B6, and it promotes the growth of pathogens, which is the opposite of what the proponents claim pasteurization does.
Now, I need to ask you a question because there's somebody here at the network that is lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Now, this lactose intolerance, does this come from pasteurization?
It's hard to say, but most what happens is people develop an allergy to pasteurized milk because it's so bad for you. Your body is telling you, don't eat it. And however the body responds, it's responding to what's been put into it. So you put in all this kind of chalky, dead material, and it just wants to get it out. And so that's what the body is doing in developing an allergy. Many people, if they've had raw milk their whole life, don't have allergies and are not allergic to raw milk. And some people have found that they can, who are allergic to pasteurized milk, they can actually drink the raw milk and not have problems.
Well, and I don't have any allergies at all. As a matter of fact, when I came down here to Texas, people were telling me that, oh, you're going to get cedar fever, and it's the stuff, the pollen, I guess, that comes off the cedar trees that aren't even native to this country, but it has taken over the south-southwest. But when I was a kid, we went out to my mother's sister. She lived out in the country, and the neighbor, of course, was a dairy farmer. And every weekend we'd go out there, and this was back in the 50s. We paid 50 cents a gallon for milk. It was not pasteurized. I mean, it was whole raw milk, and it was good stuff. Mm-hmm. We'd take it home. We'd scoop off the fat off the top of it, give it to my grandmother, and she'd make what we called honey butter out of it. Great stuff. But I don't have allergies. We didn't have fluoridated water. We mm-hmm. didn't take vitamins. Mm-hmm. We were raised. Our bones are strong. Our teeth are strong. I mean, we're just healthy people, and I have no allergies, nothing like that. Now, I can't say that I can contribute that all to drinking raw, unpasteurized milk, but I see all the health-associated problems with people eating this dairy stuff now. Like I said, I think it's ceased to be milk. It's just this opaque, white, fluid stuff. They call it milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In what your testimonial is exactly the testimonial of many people in the same situation. John Crewe, a medical doctor who started the Mayo Clinic, wrote a book about how raw milk cures many diseases. And it was known, even in the United States for a long time, that raw milk can heal different health problems. The reason why is because when the cows are grazing on grass, they're getting all these vitamins and nutrients into their body. And then the milk is an absorbable form for people to get those vitamins and nutrients. So your whole childhood, you're getting this almost perfect of food. And, part of what you brought me on to talk today was how in California, that perfect food, that's food for pregnant women and for children and for all kinds of people, is going to be illegal to purchase in January.
Now, a lot of people are not aware of this. I mean, people here in Texas, I don't want to blow the whistle here, but in Austin, there are places, and I'm sure we've got the hawks out there that listen to shows like this, but there are a few places here and around Austin that it's like a it's like an underground economy thing that you can actually purchase raw milk. It's illegal to sell it. It's not illegal to produce raw milk.
Uh-huh.
It's just illegal for you to buy it. And there's like this little underground thing going on that you can actually get raw milk, but you can't buy it anywhere in Texas off the grocery shelves.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was surprised to learn, and this is one of the reasons it prompted me to get you on, that out in California, grocers actually carry raw milk and sell it through retail outlets.
That's correct. I go to my local natural food store, and I can buy fresh raw milk from two good quality raw milk producers, and I can also buy raw butter and raw cream. And this is a one thing that's important is not to recognize the difference between raw grass-fed milk and pasteurized milk. Is a lot of milk that's pasteurized is not well cared for milk. The cows are confined in these little stalls. Like you said, they're fed synthetic hormones and antibiotics, and they're fed unnatural feed. And so that makes these cows are sick. They don't live very long. And a sick cow filled with chemicals produces a really sick product. And then to make that product seem okay, they pasteurize it, and they also have to filter out all this goo from it. And then you get your Sam's Club or whatever milk in a carton that doesn't go bad.
Yeah, I mean, the shelf life on milk. I mean, folks, there was one test that we used when we'd buy raw milk, is you opened it up and smelled it. If it smelled bad, you didn't drink it, because chances are it was starting to turn. And that was one of the things about pasteurization. Well, we got to make it safe for the public, so therefore we got to kill all the bad bacteria in it. Well, along with killing all the bad bacteria, you're killing off the enzymes and anything of nutritional value that's in that milk. And it's just amazing to me that what I am seeing going on. And Rami, as I started to say...
My name is pronounced Rami.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll make a note. All right. You can call me anything you want. Just don't call me late for dinner and give me raw milk, okay? All right. So anyhow, I've started to notice things going on, especially with the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
This hormone-injected cows, which we get our meat from, you know, the chicken, the pork, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we have girls out there that are in the age range, like they're in the eighth grade, ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
and they're almost fully developed. They're growing breasts.
Yeah.
And I started to watch this, and I'm going, well, wait a minute, I'm drinking milk. So I started to stop drinking this hormone-injected stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the antibiotics. I mean, these cows are pumped full of this stuff. And I actually, and this is not a joke, folks, I actually watched my cup size drop, because I was, I don't know any delicate way to put this, other than the fact that I was growing boobs. I literally was. And I was shocked and amazed. And I did a little self-experiment. I watched very carefully what I ate, what I ingested, what I drank, and all of a sudden, guess what? I'm back to normal.
That's amazing. I mean, I really trust and honor your opinion, and I believe you.
I mean, it's the most diabolical thing. Now we're starting to see, and I don't want to stray too far off the topic here, but it's all related. Now we're starting to see kids. I just read a story this morning where a teacher died of this staph or strep infection or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Our population is becoming immune to antibiotics. That we're eating so much of this stuff in our foodstuffs, supposedly there to protect us and protect the livestock and all the foodstuff, that it is actually making us resistant to antibiotics in case we do get sick. I mean, it's a mass epidemic in this country, but yet they continue to do it.
Continue to pasteurize the milk, or
continue to use hormones, antibiotics, and everything.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you're saying that you think because they put so much, we kind of get like a what do you call it? Like intolerance or something to the antibiotics.
We have immunity to it now.
Immunity, yeah.
Yeah, because we're pumped full of these antibiotics through the livestock and the living things that are butchered off and we eat. Tell you what, we got to take the break. We'll be back here in just 3 minutes, and we'll get into what Arnie Schwarzenegger is doing to keep the people safe in California.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Rami, out of your article that you published on the 28th of November on News Target, you simply said here, the many people's lives and good health depend on their access to certified raw grass-fed milk from happy bovines here, some happy cows. California used to have one of the most liberal raw milk laws in the country, allowing the raw milk to be purchased in grocery stores. However, on January 1st, coming up this year, next year rather, folks, California's raw milk producers will face new requirements for bacteria counts in the milk that they sell to consumers. All raw milk must have 10 coliform bacteria or fewer per milliliter under the new law signed on October 8th by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The new limits, according to Mark McAvee, he's the owner of Organic Pastures Dairy, he said this new law limits the sale of perfectly healthy pathogen-free milk, rather. And he says that most batches of our milk will comply with the new legislation. By about January 20th, under the new law, our milk will be available to consumers intermittently at best. Thousands of our customers who visit 300 stores in California each week will be without that source of raw milk. And you go on to say in this article, before I get into Arnie and his legislation to protect people, back in the 20s, Americans could buy fresh, raw whole milk. Well, they could do that at least when I was a kid back in the 50s, you could still do that. And, you know, you could get real buttermilk, the naturally yellow butter, farm fresh cheeses and creams in various colors and thicknesses. Today's pasteurized milk from cows crammed in cages, loaded with synthetic hormones, is accused of causing everything from allergies to heart disease to cancer. But when Americans could buy real milk, these diseases were in fact rare. A supply of high-quality dairy products was considered vital to American security and economic well-being of the nation. So where did I'll be back, Mr. Schwarzenegger, go wrong here?
Well, he's just another politician on the long line of a conglomerate between the public health authorities, the medical profession, the media, the drug companies, and the dairy industry, all working together since the early 1900s to condemn the sale of raw milk. I don't know what Governor Schwarzenegger... Well, you know what? It might be first helpful to explain what the law, what they actually did to change the law.
Yeah, give us some background on it.
So there's the concern with having... any food for sale is that it might contain a pathogenic bacteria like salmonella, and a pathogenic bacteria has the potential to make somebody sick. The raw milk producers in California test each batch of their raw milk to see if it has pathogenic bacteria. Coliforms are other beneficial bacteria that are not pathogenic. In other words, it can't make people sick. So what happened was, it was a legislator by the name of Nicole Parra, who's the chair of the California Agricultural Committee. She changed this one sentence in the raw milk code, which says that in order for raw milk to be sold, it can't have more than 10 coliform bacteria per millimeter.
Which aren't harmful to human beings.
They're not harmful to humans.
Okay.
And what happens is when you pasteurize milk, it doesn't really have any coliforms left. They pick the number so the number would be in such a way that they would be able to test positive for these substances in 3 out of every 4 batches of milk that they test. If they can test positive in 3 out of 4 batches, then they can ban the sale of milk from that company. So what they did effectively was make a pinpointed law against raw milk, which will make the sale of raw milk illegal because 80% of raw milk has higher than 10 coliform per millimeter.
All right. And I'll tell you what we're going to do here, folks. We'll intersperse some calls and questions for my guests here today, Rami Nagel. And
but you'll probably like this little key point here.
Yeah.
In order to get past this law, you know, they kind of represented it like, okay, because it is pretty much a unanimous vote to change the law to the state legislator. And the CDFA, the California Department of Food and Agriculture, says, you know, this is so insignificant, we don't have to discuss it. It's not really going to harm anybody. It's not going to change anything. So, you know, it's fine. We can change it and just let it go. So nobody knew the law was changed.
Well, and what does the legislature in California know about milk, pasteurized or not?
I don't think they know too much, and until recently, there hasn't been a strong campaign to inform the legislature about raw milk because it's been legal to sell, provided that it doesn't have the harmful pathogens, which I think Organic Pastures has sold something like 40 million servings and no pathogens ever detected.
That's amazing. 800-313-9443. We'll roll your calls, as I said, throughout this interview. And I want to get into a little bit about more about the governor out there. Folks, Have you noticed anything of real nutritional value has been eliminated from your diet by the very same people that are telling you that they want to improve your health?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're told that the powers that be are always looking out for our benefit. That's why we have genetically modified foods now, GM foods. We have been burning out our soil using chemical fertilizers for the longest time. And keep something in mind, folks. The back in the 50s, okay, with the world population as it was, and even still today with technologies for harvesting and planting, you know, aside from the chemical stuff that they're using, we could literally feed the entire world, its entire population in this country alone. We could feed the entire world five times over. I would say that's pretty much a horn of plenty. Now, what we're doing is we're opening up our shopping baskets to, well, foods that are grown all over the world. Remember a few years ago with the strawberries that came up from Mexico? They were making our school children sick. Well, they don't quite have the same standards that we have. But the important point about this is that we're now eating foods that have little or no nutritional value. Oh, they look good. Oh, the color's great. The form of the food is great, but where's the nutritional value? Well, it's gone. But now comes milk, and you could drink this. You could drink the stuff that was unpasteurized, that actually had good stuff in it, but now it doesn't because it's destroyed by a heat process called pasteurization. And it's just out of control. I mean, it's totally out of control. And I, Rami, I want to get into what Governor Schwarzenegger was doing here with his aerial bombardments out there with a biochemical spraying.
Okay.
Yeah, but let me take this call first. I don't like to leave callers hanging on too long. James in Canada. Oh, Canada, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
We have the same law here, but the way you get around it is that you have to find a farmer that has good cows, like out in the pasture. And you can't buy it for your own consumption, but what you can do is you can buy it because it's legal for them to sell it, and you feed it to your pigs. You just don't feed all of it to your pigs. So you're not lying, but you're getting the whole milk, which is what you want.
I've never heard of feeding raw milk to pigs.
Well, they love it. As a matter of fact, even a little pig will fight a big pig for milk.
Really?
It's whole milk.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. The other neat little thing is that you can also buy your beef that way as long as the beef is under 2 years of age, because then you don't have to worry about the government rigmaroles regarding this BS stuff. But it's got to be like under 2 years. And again, you make sure that the beef is like, you know, out in the pasture eating the good stuff and doesn't get fed any artificial hormones or anything else.
Right, or antibiotics or anything.
Because I just can't stand buying meat in a grocery store.
Well, and it's not a very pleasant experience. And what I did notice, Rami, over the years here, the resurgence here of people that are paying attention to nutrition, and they want to buy organically grown stuff, but even that has some pratfalls that people should be aware of. But, okay, well, Canada, hey, James, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Have a good day.
Okay.
I just want to comment on James' comment. In California, yeah, we can do a herd share thing and get our milk, but it's hard to do, and it'll exclude a lot of people who just go to the store and pick up a gallon of milk.
Yeoman in Texas. Hello, Yeoman.
Hey, John, appreciate your show and your guest. Very timely topic. I think it's important to remember in this whole discussion is that we're talking about a fundamental right to control what goes into your body, whether it's food or vitamins, water. We're talking about a fundamental right. What difference does it make whether, you know, gun control, gun rights, 9/11, anything else, if you have to eat food that makes you so sick that you cannot take care of yourself? The other thing that I think is important to keep in mind is that, and it kind of touches on what your Canadian listener said, there is what we're engaged in is creating an alternative food system. You know, we need to opt out of the supermarkets and support things like these health food stores, the farmers markets, and direct purchases from farmers. It is creating an alternative food system because the one that's there, the government-approved one, is totally bankrupt, as your guest is making clear that is happening out in California.
Well, and you're aware of here in Texas. I mean, you can't walk into any store here in Texas and buy raw milk. You just can't do it.
Yes, that's true. But there are alternatives, and if you look for them, and, you know, with all due respect to what your guest said about you know, the Canadian suggestion about buying pet milk or pig milk and saving some back for yourself makes it hard for someone to just, it makes it inconvenient. Folks, we're past the stage of convenience. We're looking at survival here on this whole thing. And if I could, one other thing, and then I'll hang up and listen. There's an excellent book that's been written on this entire topic. It's called Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. It's war stories from the local food front. It's by a Virginia farmer, Joel Salatin, and it's available from Acres USA here in Austin, Texas.
All right.
And if I could give out Acres' phone number real
quick.
Sure,
go ahead.
1-800-332-2000. 855-5313.
All right.
Excellent book. Thank you very much for what you're doing, John. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Yeoman. Thank you.
And I wanted to comment on one thing he said. It's legal for us to drink alcohol, and we know that that can have bad effects. We can smoke. We have the choice to smoke. The government approves all kinds of prescription drugs that even kill people.
That's right.
Why can't we have the choice? Why does the government want to intrude in our personal choice and freedom to drink some milk?
Well,
I mean, that's really wrong.
It is, but what we're seeing here, and this goes back to the AgriCorps. You know, during the 80s, Rami, we saw failures of the farmers out there. They were told to, you can borrow money now, you can, you know, improve your farms, you can buy new equipment, this, that, and the other. Well, that door got slammed in their face real fast. And companies, Archer Daniel Midlands and other companies, well, they start buying up farmland, and they created this AgriCorp. Now, corporations are real good with dealing with corporations. Our United States government is a corporation, whereas we used to deal with things, entities we used to call companies, not corporations. And it's an unholy alliance when you have a corporation dealing with corporations, because they're there for each other's benefit. So whatever money rolls in, whatever people want to go out and hire special interest type people, lobbyists, I think they call them, and they start attacking the politicians and feeding them full of who knows what, there is your end result.
Pasteurized milk.
Yeah, there you go. And the problem is that we're not, I don't even think we're living longer anymore. I think that's a myth. But we're not, if we are living longer, we're not living healthier. And then what we end up doing is going to, another entity, another corporation, the pharma cartel that's in bed with the politicians that are making the laws. And we're out here suffering over this. We're eating genetically modified stuff. We're eating stuff that's not healthy for us. It has very little nutritional value. And anything. And this is literally a war on the population through the corporation to buy their prescribed stuff that's considered legit and okay by the government.
Absolutely.
And we're suffering over it. I mean, we're literally dying on the vine out here from our benevolent taskmasters here that want to tell us what's good for us and what isn't. Rami, where did the idea come from that somehow bureaucrats are knowledgeable enough to start controlling and dictating what we ingest? When we did a fine job, and when we started this country, we knew how to plant stuff, we knew how to grow stuff, we knew how to harvest stuff, we knew what was good for us and what was bad for us. Why all of a sudden do we have a new set of rules out there on what we can put in our and folks? I don't know if you're with me or not here, but private property is private property, and I consider my body to be the utmost in private property that should not be at the control and behest of the government and or its partners in crime or its bed buddies, the corporations. So, I mean, Rami, as I look at this,
mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing is very tightly controlled information backed by a lot of money to twist a lot of arms to get what they want.
Absolutely.
So... And we're left to what? Fend for ourselves out here? Where, if I'm living in New York City and I'm living in an apartment, I can't grow my own food. I am forced to go to the food outlets, whether they be, the supermarkets or even places that tout themselves as being organic purveyors of food. You know, I don't even trust a lot of that stuff that I see, and a lot of it is overpriced.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
So, you know, we're in a fix here, and we're talking about something, you know, there's three things that sustain our lives, folks. Sunshine, air, and food. Yeah. And they haven't figured out a way yet to control the sun, thank God, because that's a good source of vitamin D. But, oh, that's right, the ozone layer is depleted. You could get skin cancer, so go block out the vitamin D that you absorb. And a lot of people out there, you know, animals are smart too. Any cat lovers out there? Any cat owners? Do you know why cats lay in the sunlight and then sit there and clean themselves? Because their body is actually, from the sunlight, producing vitamin D. They lick their fur and ingest the vitamin D. So, but what do we have in pasteurized milk? What do we have? Oh, we have vitamin D-enriched milk.
And actually, in studies done with cats, when they drink the pasteurized milk, they get all kinds of degenerative diseases. So our animals need the raw milk, too.
So all we have to do is watch our cat drinking pasteurized milk. And if they're not doing well, how well do you think your kids are going to do on it, folks?
But and this is an excellent point. We have science that's proved over the last 100 years that pasteurized milk is unhealthy. So why is the government not following the will of the people, which would be to limit pasteurized milk and make raw milk the mandatory norm, high-quality raw milk?
Well,
so that we're all healthy, so we don't have to go to the doctor. Everyone would save a lot of money and be happier.
Well, I got news for you. Out there in L.A. County, they just upped 6 times the amount of fluoride they were putting in water. And we know this fluoride that they're putting in the water, it's a byproduct of the process of making aluminum. But somebody thought it was a good idea to put this fluoride. Actually, it's a convenient way for these manufacturers to get rid of the stuff that they can't even by law put in the ground.
Yeah.
But yet people are ingesting this and drinking it. And guess what? Another thing, folks, you know what the largest organ of your body is? No, not your lungs. You know, if you take the square footage of your little air sacs in your lungs. No, it's actually the human skin. That is an organ. And we stand in our showers and sit in our bathtubs every single day absorbing fluoride that's a carcinogen that can kill you.
And this is the topic of my recent book about how to really cure tooth decay. And fluoride actually promotes tooth decay in the long run. So what they're saying, it's what they promoted as being a health benefit. In addition to being a poison, it doesn't prevent tooth decay. It makes it worse.
You know, and you would think, let me see, we have dentistry associations out there. Gee, they finally got the idea, Rami, that, you know, putting silver or a combination of silver product in your mouth, you know, that might not be too good for you. You know, that they got around to that. But think about this, folks. I mean, we have how many dentists in this country? And yet they sit back and they watch the people that are coming to them with all kinds of tooth decay problems, all kinds of gum diseases. A lot of this stuff is either caused or exacerbated by fluoride in the very water we're drinking. But where are the dentists speaking up? You know, is it going to be in their best interest to have half the caseload that they do now? This is how they make their money, digging around in your mouth. So what benefit is it of them to come out collectively and say, you know what, fluoride really ain't too good for you, and you should really lobby your government to stop using this stuff. It's not in their best interest. They're there to fill the holes, take the money out of your pocket and fill the holes in your teeth that are caused by the stuff that we're ingesting. Kind of a conflict of interest, wouldn't you say, Rami?
Yeah, it's true. It's a conflict of interest. Now, there are a small handful of dentists who do speak out, but you would... there's a dentist named Robert Onara who wrote a book called Money by the Mouthful about how exactly patients are not getting the best treatments because it's really how more designed for how the dentist can make money rather than how can you best serve the patient. But you want to talk about Governor Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, let's get into our
There's
get
a lot
into
of
Army.
Topics we could talk about, but... what did you want to...
Well, let's first... The CDFA, which is the what? The California Department of what?
Food and Agriculture. They have something like a $275 million yearly budget.
Well, didn't they just approve lately here that there was some spraying going on out in California to supposedly kill some moth that was infecting the state?
Yeah, I actually had to move my family out of my home because I was in the spray zone and we all got sick. And this could be a whole show topic, but really briefly, there's an invasive species called the light brown apple moth and it doesn't cause any crop damage, although they think it might cause some crop damage. And so they decided the best way to treat this thing is with an experimental technology that's never been tested before, not on the moth, not on animals, not on people, and they sprayed people with a poison, and in totally violation of like 15 laws, and people got sick. And all of this, they sprayed in Santa Cruz County, they sprayed over 100, exposed over 100,000 people to a time-release medical technology, industrial technology, to control the mating habits of 9,000 moths.
Oh, geez. So they sprayed, what, 1,500 pounds of this stuff for 3 days?
Something like that. It kind of varies. You'll like this one. The company that's doing the spraying is called Dynamic Aviation, and they have connections to doing intelligence missions in Afghanistan and things like that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, this is going deep down the rabbit hole. Okay, we'll take the break here. We'll be back. My guest today, Rami Nagel, and we'll give you his websites as well, folks. And he's written a new book, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And we'll continue to take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By the way, this spraying that we're talking about, we'll get into the chemical aspect of this, but this aerial spraying violates several state, federal, and international laws. It violates the right to personal safety given by the California State Constitution, the very document that creates the California government. It violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, which protects people from chemical sensitivities and other disabilities. It violates the federal constitutional right to personal liberty. It violates the EPA's laws against spraying pesticides on people. It violates human rights laws that say human experimentation without consent is unethical and immoral. It violates criminal laws that claim to be a crime to poison children or anybody else. It violates pollution laws to spray a toxic substance over plants, animals, and waterways. It violates laws against organized crime, and it violates the very tenets of our country. By the way, Rami, you use the term democracy in here.
Yeah.
supposedly, democracy now is representative government. The problem with that is if you convince 51% of the people to go kill the other 49%, that still represents democracy. Bad idea.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah. Folks, what we're talking about here, now we're discussing this whole thing was done in light of this emergency to kill the light brown apple moth. But you know what? Nearly every light brown apple moth in Northern California, they captured them. How did they do that? They put out harmless, sticky traps. Remember how we used to, instead of using chemicals to kill flying insects like house flies? Remember those nasty little brown strips you'd see laden with flies? You want to know why they worked? Because the flies went to them. Now we're living better living through chemistry. Now they're just going to do an aerial biological bombardment of you. And there's a lot of health problems cropping up over this one as well. An 11-month-old child nearly died from breathing difficulties because of this stuff. 6-year-old child developed asthma as a result of the aerial spraying. Over 100 people signed affidavits stating that they got sick from the spraying. Hundreds of people had symptoms like shortness of breath, headaches, dizziness, burning lungs, nausea, and muscle aches. No, we're not talking about waking up from New Year's Eve after a night of partying here. We're talking about aerial bombardment from what company did you say?
Sutera, which is owned by Roll International. The name of the owner is slipping my mind right now. Resnick Sands.
Mm.
And these are big players in the global destruction scheme.
Yeah. You know, everything, more and more, everything is being centralized and approved by people that by bureaucrats that, folks, if we haven't noticed something, we're not living any better. Our country is literally coming down around our knees. And yet we have scads and scads of bureaucrats out there that claim to be working in behalf of the people. Which half are they working for? The half on your downhill slide to one foot on a banana peel and the other one in a grave? Are we talking about living a healthy life the way we used to? You know, I am amazed. Cancer was almost not a word back in the 50s. Today, people are dropping dead from cancer all over the place, but yet we have foundations that collect millions and millions and millions of dollars every year to combat cancer. Why haven't they eliminated cancers, folks? You know why? Because they're a business unto themselves. We'll take... Look how many years Jerry has been doing the telethon. And do we still have crippled kids in this country? You betcha we do. We haven't found a cure to that one either. All right, second hour coming up, and we'll roll your calls directly after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. I want to get into the chemical composition of this wonderful spray that they came out with to kill the light brown apple moth, folks. You're not going to believe this. Hour two coming up. My guest, Yami. What are you looking at me for like that, Mr. Producer? Rami Nagel. We'll be right back. With